You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We were meant to have this conversation yesterday with the technical difficulties that we saw. It kind of made it difficult to have the conversation. So we're having it today, and it's definitely an important conversation if you're an employer and if you're an employee. We're looking at the updated legislation that would be coming into effect that would affect employers looking to employ individuals that are not South African. So individuals with foreign national status that might be immigrants in South Africa, that might be here on work visas or for a variety of reasons, but that are not South African by birth or by citizenship. I'm joined on the line by Taryn York, who's senior associate at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr within the Immigration and Employment Practice Division, to take a look at this. Good evening, Taryn. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by understanding the new laws. What do they look like? And take us through the legal side of things from where we stand at the moment.
Sure. Good afternoon, Jimmy, to you and your listeners, and thank you for having me. Just as an introduction, the Immigration Act is what governs the entrance into and residence in South Africa for foreign nationals. That includes their right to work in South Africa. And of their right to work in South Africa, the proposed regulations to the Immigration Act are quite important. These regulations were published by the Minister of Home Affairs on the 8th of February 2024. And what these proposed amendments are seeking to do is to introduce a remote working visa that would allow foreign nationals to work remotely from South Africa for their foreign employers. The regulations would also seek to streamline the visa application process for a general work visa by bypassing the Department of Employment and Labour's involvement in the application process and instead replacing them with a points-based system for the issuing of a general work visa. The proposed amendments also seek to introduce the Trusted Employer Scheme, which has already been implemented, but this is also a means to provide a more flexible and expeditious pathway for foreign nationals to obtain work visas in South Africa. So those are some of the main proposed amendments to the regulations that would affect employees and any foreigners who would want to apply for a work visa to work in South Africa.
That's quite interesting, Taryn. I think you mentioned in there what we are sort of calling in open space, or the nomad visa, which allows people to work remotely for a different company. I wonder how that's going to affect the tax implications with the new global corporate tax that's coming into effect. But we'll come back to that. I want to look at some of the implications from an employer point of view. What does this then mean for employers? Do they need to adhere to new requirements? Do they need to ensure that their staff that they hire meet certain requirements?
So from the perspective of the proposed amendments, what this means is that there will be new requirements when it comes to applying for a general work visa. But the requirements, the proposed amendments will make it easier for foreign employees to obtain a general work visa. And the reason for this is that the Department of Employment and Labour will no longer be involved. So the general work visa was generally a visa, the most notoriously, the hardest visa to apply for, which is why a lot of employers and foreign employees didn't go the route of applying for a general work visa. So it'll be a little bit easier to obtain this visa, or at least we hope it'll be more accessible. So from a requirements perspective. So, you know, employers can look out for, you know, the introduction of that point-based system.
Taryn, would this then increase the risk that we then have of having individuals not be documented in South Africa? Or are we hoping to have these visas implemented such that an individual intending to come to South Africa obtains the visa prior to arriving in South Africa? How does that dynamic come into play?
So a foreigner who intends to work in South Africa must obtain a work visa prior to entering South Africa. That is the authorizing document that would allow them to work in South Africa. And I mean, some of the visas that you can look at, it's not just the general work visa. You can look at the critical skills visa, an intra-company transfer visa. You could also look at a short-term Section 11-2 visitor's visa with authorization to work. But generally, well, not generally speaking, a foreigner who intends to work in South Africa certificate does need a work permit in order to do so before they are employed.
Taryn, when we look at the employer side of it, how do employers get ahead of this? I know there's programs like the Trusted Employer Scheme out there. How do employers ensure that they themselves are best prepared for when they want to then hire individuals that might not be South African?
So I think from an employer perspective, and certainly from an HR perspective, they need to include that when planning projects or recruitment drives, they need to have the employment of foreign nationals front of mind as well, because it is a consideration to take into account because of the application process. So it should be forefront when they're planning, budgeting, and for specific projects. But in terms of the Trusted Employer Scheme as well, this was open for registration towards the end of last year, and it's now the first registration period has closed, and it's not clear whether a second registration period will be opened. So, you know, if an employer did benefit from the initial registration period, it will assist in streamlining the recruitment of foreign nationals by simplifying the visa application process, as well as the supporting documents required for the visas. But, you know, from the perspective of trying to get a second registration period open, I mean, we would encourage employers to lobby government or the Minister of Home Affairs to reopen the registration process for a second registration period.
Taryn, how do we deal with I don't know if the legislation makes mention of this, with employers who themselves are foreign nationals that would then want to employ other foreign nationals? From an employer point of view, does that need to be registered in a particular way? Does the employer or the company need to then obtain certain specific approvals prior to them being able to commence? Is there any specific guidelines around that?
It does need to be a registered employer. It does have to be a registered company in order to employ foreign nationals in South Africa. So any employer must be a registered company in order to do that.
So that is, of course, registered with the CIPC, registered with the South African Revenue Services, and so on and so forth, in line with the business registry requirements that we have in South Africa.
That is correct.
So where do we go from here, Taryn? How do we understand the implementations? You mentioned that one of the registration periods has closed. We don't know if we're going to get a secondary one. Implementation-wise, when does this become official? What is the grace period, if there is one? How do we move forward with sort of the deadlines that are out there?
So the regulations were initially published at the end of March. If I'm not mistaken, it was the 28th of March, 2024. But then they were gazetted and they did come into effect, but they were then subsequently withdrawn by the minister in order to rectify a few issues with the regulations. So we do anticipate that they will be gazetted again within the next coming months, if not weeks. The minister in his public speech did confirm that in substance, the regulations will remain the same. If implemented, they would not be a grace period. They would then be implemented effective from the date that they are gazetted.
One of the things we didn't look at, Taryn, is the role of recruiters and HR practitioners in this new setup. How will this then affect the recruitment process? Is this now going to be made a mandatory requirement prior to a certain stage in the job interview process, or is it at the discretion of the employer to navigate this and then say, I'm willing to then offer you a contract of employment subject to this and this visa being approved? How do recruitment side or the HR side of things manage this?
So I think from an HR perspective, and even just from an employer's perspective, no foreign employee can be employed without a valid working visa. But that doesn't mean they can't be subject to any recruitment or interview processes. And if they are then successful from an interview perspective, they will then be issued with an offer of employment, which makes the employment conditional upon them obtaining a valid work visa. The foreign individual will then use the offer of employment as a supporting document in order to apply for their work visa. So from a recruitment perspective, you know, there is an obligation on all employers to ensure that they do not employ any illegal foreigners. And as part of that process, you actually need to verify whether or not the foreigner is in possession of a valid passport and work visa. And if they are not, their employment should then be conditional upon obtaining those documents. So at the recruitment stage and throughout the individual's employment, their constant status needs to be monitored.
Speaking of the constant status being monitored, Taryn, what happens in the event that a visa expires or that someone does not have a visa? How is that being addressed in the legislation? Is it now going to be very clear and black and white to say, if you don't have a visa, this is now illegal, or you have a certain grace period to obtain a visa? How is that being dealt with?
So the amendments aren't specifically dealing with this because they're already dealt with in terms of the Immigration Act. Pending visa application does not, so if a foreign employee has a work visa and that visa has subsequently expired, before they obtain a new visa, they are not legally allowed to work in South Africa. So if you are a foreign employee and your visa has expired, you are not allowed to continue working in South Africa with an expired visa. You can wait for the outcome of your visa application while you are in South Africa, but you cannot continue working. This is, however, subject to the minister's further direction. So very often, and what we have seen over the last few years, is that the minister has implemented certain concessions due to the backlog at Home Affairs, which have authorized certain foreigners with pending applications to continue working pending the outcome of their applications. The general position, however, is that you cannot work on an expired visa.
Well, there you have it, folks. Lots to unpack. If you're an employer out there, look at your employment law experts out there. They are there to help you understand this new regulation and understand the new types of visas that might be applicable to you. If you're an employee looking to become an employee, you may want to look at the Home Affairs websites. Also consult with employment law experts and understand this a little better. Thank you so much, Taryn, for those insights. Taryn York, Senior Associate in Immigration and Employment Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyer.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.